You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And that's what our relationship with Jedco has felt like since we've been talking back and forth with Jerry Bologna, the Jedco president and CEO of Jedco. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Congratulations on a great event yesterday. We were talking a little bit about the success of that at Manning Children's and keep up the good work there.
Yeah, we were very excited. Those folks are just so good. And they're true believers in what they do, and it's exciting to see people that are 100% players, top to bottom, you know, involved in what they do and so believe in their mission.
Yeah, I've had firsthand experience over there and what they do for children and the way they support the families and those children. It's just amazing.
No, absolutely. Well, congratulations to you. A sellout crowd, the biggest crowd you've ever had, the biggest place that you've ever used before. Here we are in the Pontchartrain Center, and it looks like it's off to a because the off-the-bottom oysters just arrived.
See, I knew there was a way to get you to do another remote. No, it's, we actually, this event has grown every year. It's become a highly anticipated event each year, and that caused us to move to this bigger venue, and we've sold out. We sold out a while back, and we're excited to celebrate all the wins that we've experienced throughout the year. Many of them we've been on your show to celebrate throughout the year, but it's always great at the end of the year to take a step back and look at those successes, celebrate them, and let the public know about them.
You know, Jerry, I say this oftentimes. There's not like a home run that can be hit. I mean, this is going to be a collection of singles, doubles, triples. You know, some projects going to be larger than others. Some are going to have more of an impact in some ways, different than others. There's nuances to each individual's single deal. But each one building on the other.
There's no doubt there is no silver bullet for economic development. Even large-scale projects like the Amazon headquarters, those come with problems too. But
yeah, we get stuff too quick.
right. But no, it's not just working with the businesses. It's helping improve the education system. It's helping to develop the workforce. It's keeping the region strong. There are so many aspects that go into economic development, and it's just an all of the above approach. It takes not just our team at Jedco. It's our partners at GNO Inc. and at the State Department of Economic Development, and locally here, our partners at the Chamber, the school board, everybody. It just takes everybody to improve the ecosystem and the landscape. And meanwhile, we just try to keep hitting those singles and doubles.
And I love that every time that I talk to you, you recognize both the state players and the players in the city of New Orleans, because the collaboration is huge, because what may not fit there may fit here and vice versa. And the goal really is to put them in the region, right?
Absolutely, and that's something that we really want to make sure the public understands, is we don't operate in a vacuum here in Jefferson Parish. We recognize the strengths and the weaknesses in the city. They recognize our strengths and weaknesses, but it requires that symbiotic relationship for us to all be successful. I think New Orleans and Company, for example, they're going to be releasing their new strategic plan, a regional strategic plan, in the next week or so, and we actually had input into that plan.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we brought in regional players for the development of our local economic development strategic plan, because it takes all of us.
So we're about to approach the end of 2025. So let's look back, and what kind of sticks out for you in 2025?
What sticks out for me was just the breadth of the projects that we handled this year. Oftentimes people mistake JEDCO and think we only assist the major companies. Sometimes the major companies think we're only working with small business. But when I look back at 2025, I mean, we worked with everyone from an Ochsner and Latrim, the largest, you know, manufacturers in the parish, to the single oyster farmer down in Grand Isle.
Yep.
So we're impacting businesses at every level in a parish like Jefferson, where we are a community of small businesses. The majority of our businesses are 5 employees or less. We have to touch every one of them, and that's what really sticks out to me. And then, you know, we were joking in the office this week, because we look back at our annual report about 12 years ago, we had one major event groundbreaking that we celebrated that year. This year we had 13, and those aren't just ribbon cuttings that we're celebrating. Those were 13 projects where JEDCO had a hand in getting that off the ground. And so we're doing that with not much larger staff than we had 10, 12 years ago. So I'm incredibly proud of the team here and the workload that they carry.
And what I like, these initiatives, whether they're big, medium-sized, small, I find that y'all have been able to lure opportunities here where people are growing their enterprise. It's not static. In fact, it's incredibly dynamic. And it may not grow within this parish. It may grow on the North Shore, or it may grow in another region, but in Louisiana nonetheless.
That is correct, and we firmly believe, like all economic development, it starts with the retention of our existing companies, because that's the greatest indicator of future success. Companies like Amazon, the new same-day delivery center that they opened this year, that was a direct result of their experience working with us previously. And knowing that when they're working in Jefferson Parish, they get what they are promised. We're going to deliver what we tell them we're going to deliver. It was a smooth process. So they were like, we're gonna invest more heavily in Jefferson. Companies like Latrim, who have operations all over the world, but we retain their headquarters because we work closely with them. We support them from workforce to tax incentives across the board. And that's just the way we do it. We put that emphasis on business retention, and then the business traction takes care of itself.
I think my street, we're going to put in for a JEDCO award next year for the highest utilization of Amazon. New.
Well, you'll have to compete with my house.
Processing center in Jefferson Parish.
Yeah, it is.
We had them bumping into one another the other day.
The same-day delivery center is a little scary when it shows up on your doorstep between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, when you think about it, is we're really becoming very spoiled in a way, right? Because You can order it at 3 o'clock this afternoon. You're going to have it at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's a totally different paradigm of shopping. But you know, it's interesting. I think the report's coming out of Lakeside,
where
the reports coming out of Lakeside were that they had an incredibly successful Black Friday, and they've been busy. So people are still getting out there supporting our local retailers. That's what we want them to do. But we've been working with Amazon to have them carry more of our local retailers and getting into their supply chain. So that's been a great partnership as well.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Absolutely. That sounds wonderful. You mentioned the five-year strategic plan. It's called Jefferson Edge 2030. Let's talk about that.
So the Jefferson Edge has really been the key that has kept the train on the tracks for 25 years now. That started back in 2000 when we released our first five-year plan. We've updated it every 5 years since. You were even part of that in 2005 after Hurricane Katrina, where we updated that plan and decided to focus on just quality of life issues in the region. But we update that every 5 years, and 2025 was one of those years. So we've updated that 30, and that gives us that roadmap of what are the industries we're going to focus on, what are the types of things that we have to push on.
So let's talk a little bit about some of those at a granular level so the public has an idea of what we're talking about.
So, yeah, we talk about really six pillars that we're going to focus on in these 5 years. And we've focused on these things in the past, but we're going to put an extra emphasis on the industry ecosystem development. So that's really strengthening those clusters where we have the best ability to export our goods. That's food and beverage, that's energy, that's our healthcare infrastructure, our manufacturing that takes place here. We're going to support that industry ecosystem. Talent attraction, retention, and development, it all starts there. If we can't produce a qualified and trained workforce, these companies will not be successful. They'll move elsewhere.
So you guys are, I know y'all spent a lot of time marrying up with and coordinating with the educational institutions, which we, you know, thankfully we have quite a few. So there are a lot of opportunities.
We have quite a few, and I will give them all credit. They've become much more entrepreneurial in their approach to the delivery of education. And it's a perfect example of how we have to work this on many levels. So JEDCO, for example, is doing everything from getting in the public school system to introduce school-age children to careers in advanced manufacturing and robotics, to working with our colleges and universities to develop curriculums that are tailor-made to what our employers require. So that is just of critical import. Place-based development, you know, taking our underutilized assets, things like the Esplanade Mall or other buildings, and getting them back into commerce, certainly. Working on things like that, and then just business climate improvements. You know, we're streamlining our permitting process in Jefferson Parish. we need to really work on insurance challenges. We've made a lot of progress. We're really hitting that hard, but there's still a long way to go in improving that that landscape as well.
What I like is y'all's level of persistence, because it's not like you show up and then you disappear and then you show up and you disappear. You're there grinding away at it every day.
You can't stop. You can't stop, and it takes everyone in the parish rowing in the same direction. Our parish council has been helping us in this. The administration, parish president Cynthia Lee Shang, has been adamant, on trying to improve some of these processes. And we're able to leverage our relationships in the business community to get influential business owners to the table and get them to put their weight behind some of these efforts too. But you're right, it requires persistence. You can't stop.
And those were the all of the
regional positioning, just continuing to position this region to attract and retain business. And that's where our partnerships with the, you know, our regional partners at G&O Inc. and LED and others to keep this region front of mind. New Orleans is a brand, and it is a way to attract companies, but we realize that a business may want to locate in New Orleans and the people may want to live in Jefferson or vice versa. And we actually have a really strong standalone economy in Jefferson. We have more people, we probably have 20,000 people a day net in migration for jobs here. So we're not the bedroom community we once were perceived as.
At one time, in a not too distant past, we were the largest economic generator in the state of Louisiana. Where does that follow now?
I think that still stands
true.
True? Yeah, I mean, in terms of...
I know that EBR was touch and go with us.
Tax revenue generation, we're the strongest economy in the state.
Yeah, and that's kind of interesting, too, when you think about this label that, that Jefferson was the bedroom community, right?
When you look at Jefferson, we're the strongest economy. We're the most diverse demographically. Our school system is the largest and most diverse. So, it's not the way we grew up when it was a pretty homogenous community, and it is a big economy. And the fact that we stand alone, we want the city. We want to partner with them because that gives us that bigger voice. But we have to appreciate what we have here in Jefferson.
Jerry, you interact with a lot of CEOs, executives from, regional companies, national companies, international companies. What is the thing that you find the most interesting about their observations about Jefferson Parish?
I always find it most interesting that they share none of the perceptions that us locals have.
Really?
I'm talking East Bank, West Bank, right. For example, that's like crossing the Great Divide to us here, to some people.
Still some people in the West Bank that have never been to the East Bank and vice versa.
When we talk to folks from out of town that are considering moving a business here, they want to be on the West Bank. They don't have any perception that the land is the right price. They have a strong workforce, things like that. They just don't appreciate any of the preconceived notions that locals have. That's always interesting. But I think, folks find from outside that we have a strong, capable workforce. They don't know until they get here the strength of like our legacy oil and gas industry and mm-hmm. the skill set that so many of those people in shipbuilding and electricians and pipe fitters and all that just technical workforce has. And when they get here on the ground, they really appreciate that, and we're able to deliver a strong, capable workforce.
Well, we know that you're going to be busy today, and we thank you for sitting down with us this morning and sharing the successes and the accomplishments of 2025. And I'm sure that the agenda for 2026 is chock full of things.
Just as ambitious.
Just as ambitious, and we'll be working out there on that as well. I think the next thing up for you in the seafood area is stone crabs. I had some Louisiana stone crabs the other day. They were phenomenal, by the way.
2026, the year of the stone crab.
There you go. But nonetheless, congratulations to you and your team, and obviously your willingness to work with so many people in the region and to bring things forward for all of us. And I love when I see that cooperation going back and forth, you know, and it's just a wonderful thing because it's in the best interest of everyone here.
All right, Newell, thanks for having me. Oysters on me today.
There you go. Thank you, sir. All righty, folks. That's Jerry Bologna, JETCO President and CEO, and we are at the Pontchartrain Center for the JETCO Annual Luncheon. We've got a great lineup coming up for you today, and when we come back, we're going to be speaking with Nick Maldanner. He is with Renegade, the Chief Operating Officer there. They are one of JETCO's biggest projects of the year, a partnership that was started there. And we'll talk about all that they've been doing here in Jefferson Parish. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.